Hey, I'm John Gunzel, and welcome to the second part of the Success Story Formula. In this lesson, we will break down my story, give you the structure to write your own, and by the time we're done, you'll be writing your own perfect story that will draw your clients in from near and far. So you have the right mindset moving forward. This video will cover the foundational structure of our story, while the remaining lessons will cover the finer points and techniques that will really make your story convert. Since you got to hear my story in the last video, let's just dive in right into the details now, okay? If you'll take a second right now to download the PDF titled John's Example Story, you can follow along as we go. Just pause the video right now and download the file. You can print it or you can just view it on your screen as you watch this video. Let's remember why we are telling this story in the first place. Now that we've completed the purpose and ideal client modules, we have a new problem. How do we capture our ideal client's attention and convert them into customers so we can continue to live our purpose? Of course, the answer is with our story. Not just any story, but a carefully crafted story designed to take our ideal client on an emotional roller coaster ride. Our story helps us create a common reality with our client, builds trust and credibility, establishes our expertise, drops their resistance to change, and finally revs them up to take action. Put it all together in the right order, and we have a powerful tool to help our clients take the action they need to get the results they want. If you haven't experienced it yet, it can be incredibly difficult to get people to take action, even when they know your program will help them get results. So our success story formula is designed to address these resistances and create a deep desire to change in your client. For that reason, your story process must have the absolute highest ethics. This is a powerful tool, and used well, can help make the world a better place. Continuing forward with this training is your promise you will use this tool for good. The success story formula is broken down into five main parts: the call, the pit, the search, and the transformation. First, some definitions. We got to make sure we understand these words, right? The call, short for the call to action. This is the main problem the character experiences. An event that happens that makes the main character start on a journey. The pit, the low point in our story. This is the place where the main character sinks to his lowest level. It comes directly after and because of the call, and often brings up feelings of hopelessness, despair, and ruin. The search. Following the pit, our main character begins to search for solutions to the problem the call created. This is where we dispel myths, show our client what doesn't work, and help them see the value in our experience. Finally, the transformation. The transformation is the part of the story where our main character experiences the major shift in thinking and mindset that finally allows them to break free from the problem the call created and move to a successful and exciting resolution. Let's break it down a little further now. Hey, every story has a hero. In every story, that hero is called to action by some event that happens in their lives. If you look at your copy of my story, the first section, which we highlighted in yellow, is the call to action. By telling the story of my football injury, my client goes on a journey with me, envisioning the events and picturing the events happening to them. I'm also able to give a lot of my personal history here, building trust and confidence in my client that I have experienced a real problem in my life and I'm not just making up a fake story. It allows my client to relate to my experience and search for a similar experience of their own. So in my story, my call to action is when the doctor walked in and said, "Son, how did you even walk into this room? Your football career is over." Now, some people might confuse this with the pit, but it's not. See, before that moment, my life was going along just fine. At the moment the doctor said those words, my life changed. I was called to action to do something about it. Remember our definition. The call to action is a problem the main character experiences that begins a journey. From the call, our main character moves along to the pit. The pit is the lowest point of the story. The call created a problem for the main character, and the pit is the place he finally has to confront it in all its ugliness. In my story, the pit is highlighted in red. Of course, this is the moment I'm sitting on the bed and learned exactly what my pistol tasted like. Why do we go here? Well, you'll learn much more about it in the next lesson on vulnerability, But in short, it makes the story very real to the client. I really debated on whether or not to share my near-suicide experience. In the end, I'm so glad I did. I thought I was alone in those feelings, but as I shared, I found lots of people have gone through similar experiences, or at least thought about it. We connected on a deeper level, and a new level of trust was born, knowing there was nowhere I was unwilling to go to get results from my client. Going to our lowest moment allows our client to go to their lowest moment and gives them the gift of seeing it's possible to climb out of their pit too. Hey, after the pit, the real journey begins. The search is the next step in our story. Most people have a problem and they have a guess at what the solution is. The problem with this guess is it keeps them stuck, not taking action. In the search, we identify and eliminate most of the possible false solutions that our client might attempt in trying to solve their problem. The good news is, if they are searching, they're taking action. The bad news is that action can take 20 or 30 years of making mistake after mistake. The search part of our story allows us to save our clients a lot of time and mistakes by showing them our experience making those mistakes instead. In my story, the search is highlighted in blue. As you can see, I tried the mental hospital, psych drugs, getting clean from psych drugs, working for someone else, and working for myself. It's exhausting just thinking about it all. During each part of the search, we want to move our client emotionally. We want them to feel like this is the solution, then drop them down to, oh no, it's not. Then up again, then down again. Over and over until we've established a pattern that random searching is never going to solve this problem. Really, we want to bring an almost desperate feeling to our client that maybe this just can't be fixed. The goal? Eliminate false solutions and get them desperate to find the answers. Once we've got the search out in the open, it's time to wrap up with the transformation. Without a doubt, this is my favorite part of the story. Just when it looks like all is lost again for our main character, we discover the crucial moment that really did solve the problem once and for all. In my story, the transformation is highlighted in green. Now, we want to be careful in the transformation. We don't actually want to solve the problem for the client. We only want to show them our main character solved it and that we now have the solution. It's a balancing act of showing the right path to victory without actually solving it for them. Because if you solve the problem for them at this point, they will lose interest in you almost immediately. I can't tell you how frustrating it is to tell the most amazing story and have a potential client walk away going, "Man, that was amazing, I feel great," and never take action again. Instead, we want to make sure the client knows we have the solution. We built the system. We built it for people just like them so that they can get the same results. This is the key to getting our clients excited about us, our product, and solving their problems. Talk about exciting. Now our clients know we have been where they have been, hurt where they have hurt, searched for answers and eliminated pitfalls, and found the solution to the problem they have. When we're done telling our story, our clients should be drooling with anticipation and asking you how to get into our programs or buy our products. Whew, that's a lot to cover, but I hope you can see how powerful this step of the Stories to Success system is and why we named it that. Your action steps for this lesson are: number one, download and review the PDF file, John's Example Story. Number two, download the Success Story Framework PDF file and list out the different calls, pits, searches, and transformations you've experienced. Number three, write the first version of your story. Try to follow the Success Story Framework as best you can. Now look, don't expect to get this perfect right out of the gates. We all have many stories, and as you progress with the Stories to Success system, they will all come in valuable. The point is here to get the first draft written and learn more about how your own story fits into the framework. Just a little warning here. This is an extremely powerful personal exercise as well. You'll probably experience some raw emotions and feelings you normally try to avoid. Remember, this is the moment your story goes from something that happened to you to something that happened for you. And now, for the purpose of helping your ideal clients too. Allow yourself to work through the process and discover the wins and blessings in each part of the story. Don't worry about length, just get the information down and it will be perfect for this round. In the next lesson, we're going to add the first layer of depth to our story and understand why vulnerability is the key to deep connection with our clients. Until then, enjoy this experience. Keep up the great work, and may you never be the same again. See you in the next lesson.